News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 17 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 22nd of April 2023.
And in this edition, listening on your smart mobile phone, the articles for the blind postal concession and labels, handy hints for the home, and RNIB's Technology for Life support.
If you have a smart mobile phone, we're guessing you probably already know that both Android and Apple phones can be set up to read the text and other on-screen information aloud. TalkBack is the Google screen reader included on Android devices, which uses single and double taps to find and select what you want, and two fingers sliding on the screen to scroll up and down. You can also slide one finger around the screen, and TalkBack will announce the icons, buttons, and other items as you slide your finger over them. TalkBack can also announce the name of the caller when someone phones you. If you have an Apple iPhone, or iPad for that matter, they use VoiceOver, which is a gesture-based screen reader that lets you hear a description of everything that's happening on your screen, from the battery level to who's calling to which app your finger is on. You can also adjust the speaking rate and pitch to suit you using VoiceOver. And in addition to these built-in screen readers on mobile phones, there's also now a new addition to the Sky News phone app, which uses the sampled voice of Jane Secker, one of their newsreaders, to read aloud their news articles. And this is also available on their online website, so it can be heard on a PC or laptop as well.
SpaceX's Starship explodes minutes after landmark launch of world's most powerful rocket system. SpaceX has launched the biggest and most powerful rocket ever made in a landmark test, but it exploded just minutes later.
So, whether you're buying a new smartphone or you already have one but don't use the built-in speech, you might want to ask about these listening functions that are now standard to help make phones accessible to blind and partially sighted people. And the final item in this week's Info Shorts mentions one place you could go for help with that.
InfoSound.
Royal Mail's Articles for the Blind postal concession scheme allows blind and partially sighted people who have close-up vision with spectacles of N12 or less, and organisations working with blind and partially sighted people who are mailing items specifically prepared for use by blind or partially sighted individuals, to send certain items through the post free of charge, first class. You can use it for letters or parcels up to a maximum weight of 7 kilograms and or a maximum size of 61 by 46 by 46 centimetres. And RNIB sells packs of self-adhesive labels for sending under the Articles for the Blind scheme. The label includes a space to write your return address as well as the recipient's name and address. The wording Articles for the Blind is printed at the top of each label in bold green print. The price for 200 of these labels is £7. There's more information about using Royal Mail's Articles for the Blind scheme on their website at royalmail.com/sending/articles-blind. And the self-adhesive labels can be ordered from RNIB on their shop website or by phoning 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999.
InfoSound.
Now, as you may know, every week we go in search of useful and above all practical hints, tips and life hacks to help daily living with sight loss. And as often as not, we turn to Anita Plant, who heads the Partially Sighted Society charity, for just such advice. And what have you got for us this week, Anita?
We're going to be talking about things to make life easier in the home. So number one is declutter. Okay, living in a clutter-free and organized space is a lot easier when you are living with sight loss than living in a cluttered space.
And does that mean things underfoot? That presumably is a problem area.
Yeah, I think you need to be very careful of trip hazards. Anything that might be a trip hazard, or so a carpet you could trip up on or move over. Conversely, carpets can also help with orientation if they contrast the floor covering. so they can be an orientation tool, but you do need to be careful of anything being a trip hazard. The other thing is being well organized. That's really important. So everything in its place, and make sure that if you live with anybody else, make sure they put everything back in the same place. And make sure that they don't move the furniture around without asking you. Or if they do, make sure that they reorientate you to the room if they have moved the furniture around.
In some cases, is a good orientation, reorientation, the idea of getting used to where things are, a good idea with a sighted member of the family or indeed a friend coming into your own home if you don't live with anyone?
Yeah. Absolutely. A useful tool that a blind friend of mine always used to use if he had to go into a hotel room is the first thing that when he went into the room, he would ask the person shown in the room where the television is, so that he would put the television on, and that would be his like orientation point, so that he could hear where the television is, and then he could orientate himself to the rest of the room with that television sound being as his sort of like orientation beacon, so to speak.
Yes, good idea, good suggestion. Thanks very much indeed, Anita.
Thank you.
InfoSound.
And we finish this time with a mention for RNIB's Technology for Life team, which can give blind and partially sighted people information and support with making the best use of their smartphone or tablet, using accessibility software such as screen readers or magnifiers, understanding the specifications of products, discovering new products that could be useful to them, as well as troubleshooting and problem solving. Basically, they say they'll help with any sort of technical equipment, from low tech to high tech. Separately, RNIB's technology support volunteers provide one-to-one support at home for people with sight loss. They can help you to set up your smartphone, tablet, or other devices, understand the features of your computer, tablet, smartphone, or e-reader. They can help to set up applications to help you keep doing the things you enjoy and to stay in touch, make the most of the internet and various online tools. And finally, RNIB offers grants to registered blind or partially sighted people for useful technology that can help with living independently. For more information about any of this support, you can contact the RNIB Technology for Life team by phoning 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or by emailing tfl@rnib.org.uk, tfl@rnib.org.uk.
That brings us to the end of this 17th edition of the weekly InfoShorts Bulletin from InfoSound.